There's also a contrast between the book of Judges and the book of Joshua. In Judges, we have weakness, defeat. We have individuality. In the book of Joshua, there is victory and power and unity. The book of Judges is characterized by Bukim. Bukim means weeping. The book of Joshua is Gilgal, where the reproach of Egypt was rolled away. In Joshua, they possessed the land. In Judges, they lost the land which God had given them. It's interesting in Judges 10, when it says about God, his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. In Judges 10, and in Joshua 10, Joshua calls all the people of war and brings the five kings of the Amorites and asks the people of war of Israel to put their feet on their necks, showing the victory. And he tells them, fear not, for God is going to do this with your enemies. Everyone did that which was right in his own eyes. And if we take this in the language of the New Testament, in 1 John he says, he that committeth sin practices lawlessness. For sin is lawlessness, is doing one's own will. If one does his own will, that is the very definition of sin. And that's what happened in Judges. Everyone did that which is right in his own eyes. You know, sometimes we say, let us do what we want to do, not realizing that this is the exact definition of sin. It is not subject to any law, to any rule, to any word of God. But it is subject to what man imagines. And it is man's principle. One can think that this is right to do this, and the other one thinks that this is right to do that. And in the midst of all this, God would have a remnant for himself. That is, those whom we find here, Ruth and Naomi and Boaz. I think it reminds me of Second Timothy. In Second Timothy, God is looking for faithful individuals. All those that were in Asia be turned away from me. In my first answer, no one stood with me. And the Apostle Paul, we see him, is a hero of faith, standing in the midst of all this and encouraging a Timothy to stand with him and not to be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, nor of me, his servant. And I think we can see parallel to apply it for ourselves in this time of declension and ruin, that God is looking for a remnant.